Alright guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
What's up everyone? Welcome back.
What's going on guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Media Hijacked, episode 147. Before we start, if you guys want to buy some official Media Hijacked t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijacked.com. Grab you some official t-shirts, and there's some artwork on there too if you guys want to check that out. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit and join the community, you can visit our Reddit and post whatever you guys like. Also, if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, head over to our YouTube channel. And for audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Give us that 5 stars.
For sure.
Leave a comment.
Do it. You forgot it says 146 down here.
Oh, shit. I forgot to change it.
Yeah, spiritual.
My bad, I guess.
Whatever.
Oh, well. It's just Twitch.
Just Twitch. No biggie.
I just got to make sure the real one is 147.
That's what you got to get right. Yeah.
All
right,
let's get started. Before we get started, we'll talk about some small stuff.
That's good.
So, like, you know what the kids are doing nowadays on Instagram? Like, they're always doing some underground inside shit that adults don't know about, like leaving stuff in their, like, description. You know the new thing?
No, like, give me an example. I don't know.
They will leave a pear on their description on the Instagram. You know what the pear means?
No.
If you see a pear on somebody's Instagram, it means that they're single and they're open to DMs.
Really? So it's code? Okay.
Yeah, it's code. It's code for like, yeah, you can hit me up in DM and I'm single.
I might let you get inside. Just hit me up.
You see anybody with pears on their profile? Yeah.
I probably won't need to be doing that. But
or to get somebody matched, it's like, put a pear on there.
Show them. I'm for the streets now.
It's just a pear emoji.
This is a pear emoji, and then it's like wink.
Yeah, anything.
Hey gals.
Yeah, I don't know why they use pear. Like the kids these days, they're kind of, I don't want to say it, because when they get older, they'll cancel all of us.
I mean, they're wild.
They're like, we're gonna get you, old boomer.
Boomer ass. Look at you.
You survived COVID, but can't survive us.
Bob says, makes no sense to use a pear.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
But it's not meant for us old folks to understand.
Yeah, we'll never get their shit because their shit doesn't even make sense.
You know how I realize that I'm getting that I'm getting older. I don't know who's famous anymore. Like, I don't know who the number one artist is. I don't know who's the top whatever. Who, I've been seeing celebrities pop up like, so-and-so broke up. I'm like, who?
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's how I know I'm getting older now. I don't care.
Yeah. But that's that. We're going to, our topics, I'm going to just name our topics so you guys know what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So, Chris is going to be doing the cargo cult. Mm-hmm. That's going to be like our first topic. Well, I guess. We'll
go first. I'll go first.
Yeah. Then I'm going to talk about Logan Paul. He confirms that he has the most convincing UFO video, like, ever.
Do you have the video of it or no?
He hasn't released it, but I'll tell you the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he feel like he shouldn't release it because of something. Like, he needs to verify it, like, verify it.
Man, you went to the Japanese.
Okay. I'll tell your story. And then I got some stuff about the Vatican. They received a report about a miracle that happened at a Connecticut church.
Ooh.
Bob sent me that one, so we're going to talk about that one because it's pretty crazy, too.
That's not good.
Because, you know, when something weird happens, like within religion or, like, with church and stuff. Vatican, they got to verify that.
That's like within the United States. When anything happens to the government, Pentagon has to get notified. Like when I was in the military, it's like red phone directly to the Pentagon.
Damn.
That's like the main.
Yeah.
Information hub, I guess you can call it.
When that happens, they have to get the Vatican involved and then they have to verify.
We're going to send out our church investigators to check out this miracle, see if it's legit.
The gatekeepers.
Yeah. Only we can approve if this shit's real or not. Which is kind of.
This an alien?
Arbitrary. I don't like really.
Is that really an alien? Hold on, let's get verification by Vatican stamps.
What if they try to cover it up? Even if it's a miracle, they're like, nothing ever happened.
No, I think they're more lenient now. Mm-hmm. Like, they already, like, did talk about how, like, UFOs and aliens, that their existence is possible.
Yeah,
and
which is weird for...
Can't close that door.
Some religious people be talking like that.
Yeah, it's like the alien has a gun to their head.
Oh, they are the alien.
They're like, you better tell them. You better tell them we're here. We got snipers in fucking 6 cloud locations.
Just sitting there waiting for you.
Like, we're operating in different frequencies, so you guys can't even detect us. Because you don't got the technology yet.
We're invisible.
If you want it, come get me.
Come get me.
And then some American soldier puts him in a headlock.
Chokes him out.
Alexa, stop. Damn.
For real.
Try and play some music. Get us canceled.
Toby Keith?
Get us copyright strike and everything.
The storm is turning up, man.
All right, let's get started before the shit goes out.
For real.
All right, Chris is going to start with the cargo cult.
All right, guys. So we're going to talk about the cargo cult for our main topic tonight. And so...
Wait, hold on. Alexa, stop. I hear music.
That's Toby Keith.
How dare she? Okay, continue.
Damn. Everything stopped. Shit. There's too much going on right now. Stop.
Got God outside.
For real. Drumming, banging on them drums. All right, guys. So topic tonight is going to be a cargo cult, right? So what's a cargo cult?
What is a cargo cult?
Glad you asked, Billy. A cargo cult is a religious movement usually emerging in a tribal or isolated societies after they have had an encounter with an external and technologically advanced society. Usually, cargo cults focus on magical thinking and variety of intricate rituals designed to obtain the material wealth of the advanced culture they encountered. So, basically, with the cargo cult, one of the best places I can talk about right now, that's a cargo cult. There's like a bunch around the world, but one of the most infamous ones is actually out there in Melanesian.
Yeah, Melanesian.
Melanesians. Anyways,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Melanesians.
What's the island they usually operate on? They usually like on the island of Tannin and another island out there. But basically, it's out near the area of outside of Australia, kind of like northeast of Australia. And,
so it's its own little island with its own little tribes.
Well, and there's different tribes on this island. And so throughout the years, these people that the Aborigines that have been living on this island, they went through a whole bunch of shit. Australia used to be ran, like, used to be just black Aborigines over there. Mm-hmm. And they got ran out by, like, the British and French and probably killed them, knowing how this fucking world works. And they own this island. And so they've never had, like, a lot of trust towards, like, white people because they lost a lot of stuff behind, you know, them colonizing their land and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of just always stayed to themselves for the most part. But it wasn't until, like, World War II was when they started really getting like prominence, because it says like the term cargo cult has caught the imagination of the public and is now used to describe a wide variety phenomenon that involve imitating external properties without the substance. So basically, like you'll see too, they copycat a lot of things like this.
I show some pictures?
Yeah. You'll see too with these pictures, they imitate a lot of things that Western society has. They're obsessed with like Western society culture, and I'll explain the reason why it happened.
Look
but
at that satellite.
They built like satellites to mimic like what we have in the Western world. Like some goggles. I don't know if he's trying to see like a 3D movie or something, but
that shit look VR.
Because this little man has got the little thing on his head. They made a plane. They built the airstrip. I'll explain the reason why. And these are all part of their rituals. They built like even like headphones and all that, but out of like actual like coconuts. But they like just makeshift all this stuff using like natural environments.
But like none of them is like functional, right? They're just copying like the design of it.
Yeah, they copy design. And I'll explain too why they copy the design. So to help you everyone to understand this more, it says back during World War II when basically the Allies, which is the quote unquote good guys of World War II, fighting the Nazis, they had set up shop on that island. And the inhabitants that lived there, when they set up shop on the island, America like set up like I don't know if it was America, it was just the Allies, just teaming up for America fighting against Nazis. The Allies set up like airstrips and all this stuff, warehouses. And while the people were living there, or the tribes that were living there, they were receiving like because every time there's, you know, you get a military base in an area in another country, there's always cargoes and shipments coming in. It'd be food, weapons, everything. And while they was on the island, while the Allies was actually on that island, they was giving stuff to the natives of the island. They were giving them like Coca-Colas, or they was giving them Jeeps, and they was giving them all these type of vehicles and stuff. There's like resources that they never had before. And so after World War II.
What's up, Shell Shock?
Yo.
Yeah. I was saving that for you. Welcome.
What up, bro? And so it says, okay, so it says, while the military personnel was stationed there, many islanders noticed these newcomers engaging in ritual behaviors, because they would see like military troops on an island marching.
Do they think like they're better than them?
Well, the dude kind of started thinking that at one point. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain that why in a little bit. But they would see them like on a military base. Anyone who's military would know that there are a type of rituals that can happen on a military base, like 4 o'clock. Like, is it in the mornings? There's always reveille to wake everybody up, and it's like base wide. You hear like
that's a ritual.
It's a ritual. And then at the work day, I can't remember what they play. I forget. It's been a long time. But 4 o'clock they play either national anthem or whatever, and it basically like that means like that's the end of the work day. I think it's 5 o'clock on the base. And that means everybody's leaving the base and all that. But so they had like certain routines they had on that island. Oh. And the islanders were seeing it like, oh, it's like a ritual that they're doing, which is kind of, I mean, it really copy. Is. Yeah. And so after the war, World War II was over with, the allies basically took all the shit up and left. Took everything and just left and took all the resources, took everything. And so the people on the island got kind of pissy about it. Like, yo, man, you.
Damn it. Okay. The weather took us out, man, so we're going to try to do the show again.
Sorry, guys.
I feel bad for this. The guy who has to edit this. Woof. Let me pee real quick.
I usually take mental notes.
All right, ready?
Let's go.
And we are back.
All right. All right, so let me touch up on the history of how did things become the way they were with the cargo culture. So during World War II, the Allies set up many like temporary military bases in the Pacific area and introducing isolated people to Western manufactured goods or cargo. While military personnel was stationed there, many islanders noticed these newcomers engaging in ritual behaviors, like marching around with rifles on their shoulders and in formations. After the Allies had left World War II, the sources of the cargo was removed and the people were nearly isolated as they were before the American troops or the Allied troops there actually showed up. And so basically in their way to want to get these goods back as far as like cargo stuff and everything, the main thing they wanted to do was in order for them to get like supplies back that they was getting while the Allied troops had basically taken over the island, they wanted to... they basically thought like, well, for one, they got jealous at the Allies after they left, saying like, these people didn't even make this stuff and they're taking it from us, like they don't deserve it, because these people on this island, these Melanesians, didn't understand the concept of like manufacturing or factory working and all this like shit. They don't understand like shit being built.
Yeah,
they think it's a gift from gods, and they think that the gods gave them a gift, and they unrightfully took the gifts away from them. What's she doing, tearing shit up?
I don't know. I mean, she smells something. My bad. Keep going.
So basically, after they took all their stuff away, that's when... after the Allies left, the source of the cargo was removed and people were nearly isolated as before. In the desire to keep getting more goods, various peoples throughout the Pacific introduced new religion rituals, mimicking...
You want to go back outside? There you go.
What's she doing? Just
I thought she's gonna unplug the whole thing.
Show's over.
Yeah, she was near all the power stuff, so I had to get her. She's okay now.
I thought she was good, man.
She's curious because she's never been in here.
Just as long as she's been in here.
Yeah. Okay. We're back.
Back. So after the Allies of World War II, after they left the island, the islanders themselves got really pissy about it. Like, man, look, how you gonna take away this gift you guys gave us and take away our Coca-Cola? That was rude. And so
they love that Coca-Cola.
Because they don't understand that, like, the Allies built this stuff for them. Like, all the vehicles, like the tanks, the jeeps, the weapons that the Allies had when they was on their island, they didn't realize that they had built it. The Allies had built it. The American people had built it.
Yeah.
They manufactured it. They thought they got it as a gift from God. And so... since they don't understand the concept of like manufacturing, they was like, okay, well, they got their gifts because they was doing rituals like saluting and doing all this other stuff. Let's mimic that so we can get the shit that they had. So that's why on the island you see these makeshift stuff of just all these items that they actually built because they're trying to mimic Western society, because they thought Americans that was on the island was doing a ritual, and that's why they was receiving. That's why they had all these tanks and weapons and food. So they're trying to copy it. And so they're trying to mimic the society in order to
see if they come back,
see if they can get some gifts. So because they took all the food, everything went with them. It says the Tana Islanders of what is now Vanuatu interpreted the U.S. military drills as religious rituals, leading them to conclude that these behaviors brought cargo to the islands. Hoping that the cargo will return by duplicating these behaviors, they continued to maintain airstrips and replace their facilities using native materials. These include remarkable, detailed, full-size replicas of airplanes made with wood, bark, and vines, a hut-like radio shack complete with headphones made with coconut halves, and attempts to recreate military uniforms and flags. Like, they got the whole shebang and bang down. They made the uniforms, everything. So they're trying to mimic U.S. military. But it also shows, too, they're extremely obsessed with Western culture, especially, more specifically, like, American culture. Like, they worship, like,
blonde hair?
Like, white people.
Oh.
For example, like, there's one tribe that completely worships Prince Philip. Which is the father of Prince Charles or King Charles. They worship him. Like, there's a tribe that just, like,
what about the queen?
Not the queen. Just Prince Charles.
That's just the man. I mean,
just Prince Philip. Just the guy, I guess. And yeah, and so, like, and which Prince Philip has been known on record to be infamously racist towards black folks, especially Aborigines. He like, I guess there was an article that came out not too long ago or some time ago, and he asked, like, are they still throwing chucking spears at each other over there? Like, dude's always been kind of wild.
I mean, laugh, but
he's like, damn, dude. But Prince Philip has been on that wild shit for a long time, but yet there's actually a section of the island that completely worships Prince Philip, to the point where in every household it's mandatory that you have to have a picture of Prince Philip in your house.
Sounds like some North Korean shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. That was exactly what I thought of when I heard about that. But that's like one tribe that does it. There's another tribe out there that worships like Lyndon B. Johnson. And I think back in the 30s or 40s, they was actually trying to get Lyndon B. Johnson to come out there to be president. But Lyndon B. Johnson didn't even respond to them. I think they tried to send him a letter, and Lyndon B. Johnson's like,
kept him on red.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's basically what he did, man. He kept him on red, and he's like, I don't know who these people are, whatever. And it was like, and they were sitting around waiting for him. Like, I think they was going to try to give him a celebration, but he never showed up.
Damn.
Because they love American culture that much. They just want, like, some white dude to run this shit. But,
man, give him an iPad.
Yeah. Give him the internet.
Yeah.
Open their mind.
With Elon internet. Yeah, their mind be like, it'll blow up, like they'll build a ship so fast. They're like, we're getting off this place. There's just too much stuff out there.
There's a place called outer space. What? What is? Yeah. I thought it was just us in America.
We'll probably get invaded by a tribe and shit.
Yeah, right.
Off the coast of Florida.
And so, basically, this entire time, one of the main tribes that's going on right now is called the John Frum tribe. The story of John Frum. He is this mythological white dude that other people within the tribe have tried to prove before that he's not real, but they couldn't prove that he wasn't real, and he can't prove that he is real. But there's a cult called the John Frum cult or tribe, whatever you want to call it. And there's like this, they're sitting around and then waiting for like this white guy to show up in a military uniform to bring back all the cargo. Mm-hmm. That's why they do all the rituals. Like all the rich, maybe a lot of ritual stuff I'm talking about too is from the John Frum tribe. Oh. And when it says John Frum, it's spelled like John, but Frum. And there's people that try to study the tribe and try to figure out John Frum. Where would they get that from? And I think the best result they got to was that, because nobody in the tribe has ever met John Frum or anything, but there's like this, during World War II, there were some elders that in the tribe that said they saw like this mythical white man being that saved them and brought them all the cargo and stuff. And that's the reason why
he was mythical, because he came with all the gifts.
Yeah, so supposedly that's what they believe in. That damn. It was and that the allies, when he took all the stuff from them, took away the gift that John Frum gave them. And so that's why they're trying to recreate the same stuff so they could also get John Frum to come back. Like, hey, they're trying to pretend that they're Americans in order to get the shit that the troops got. That's why they're mimicking everything that they did on the island. It's like, hey,
I'm flattered. Here's a plane.
Boom. Here you go.
You guys like VR? A V what?
A V who?
That'll blow their mind too. Like a different reality within
a world within a world.
They would freak out, dude. Like, man, in the most.
Dude, they trip out over damn planes.
Yeah, like,
what is this dragon?
Who wouldn't freak out over something that's flying? Like a person in there.
So you mean to me I gotta get inside this bird and then the bird flies me to I don't know, man.
A piece of metal can take me somewhere in the sky and
this metal bird.
A not crash.
So I gotta get inside this bird's stomach and then it's not gonna eat me?
Wi-Fi.
Weavy. I don't know what that is.
What is all this?
And so yeah, so some people have tried to study who this John Frum is, and John Frum is basically they basically kind of broke down that John Frum is actually probably a troop that they met back in, like, somebody on that island at some point met a guy named John, and the guy, like, it's probably like a soldier. A
postcard that says Frum?
Close. Probably like a soldier named John that probably told him his first name, like, hey, I'm John. I'm from America. Oh. And the island was like, John Frum. And it kind of just stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the idea they kind of like, this is probably, so they met some dude named John who might have been super cool white dude. And it's like, yo, he's like, I got
John Frum.
John Frum. But he's like, hey, my name is John. It probably was John so-and-so, John Smith from America.
Changed the whole life.
And they were like, John Frum. And so that's something to take away from it. Mm. So they worshiping some white dude. And they've been waiting for 60 years for this man to show up. And
he dead now.
Oh, he never existed.
Oh.
Because actually, there's people on the island that drink this drink called Kava. It's basically like alcohol, but it's also hallucinogenic.
Damn.
But people drink it on the island and there's been eyewitness accounts that say that when they drink Kava, the drink itself, they actually see John Frum in their visions.
Whoa.
It's like, yeah, I saw John Frum. Like, I just downed this Kava right here and
whoa,
I saw him on a trip. Like, he's real, real. And
Interesting. So
they've been sitting around for 60 years waiting for John Frum to show up and save them and give them all this cargo and Coca-Cola again and probably Doritos and shit, whatever they like to eat over there. Whatever American food that we eat.
I'll give them Gushers first.
Oh, and shit blows up in their mouth. They might choke.
What the fuck? Nothing. Flavor Town. Yeah.
Why does my body feel so weird?
Because that is such a weird texture. Like, if you never ate anything gummy, too.
Yeah, my girl hates fucking Gushers. She hates that shit.
I love Gushers.
I love them.
I used to buy 24 packs every week.
They're incredible. Like,
I probably got diabetes.
From Gushers. I mean, Gushers in many, many years, but they're good as shit, though.
Yeah.
When I eat them, I do enjoy them, man.
Gushers, yeah, I savor that shit. Like, I have a technique how I eat it.
I suck on it.
Yeah, I just let it, like, melt in my mouth until the juice seeps out on its own.
Yeah.
But
you can't bite into it.
If I don't have time, I just chew it.
Yeah, if I'm in a rush, if I'm just chilling, I'm like, it's melting. There it's oozing out. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it.
Slowly right here. I can't wait no more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so they worship this dude named John. Well, this John Frum cult. And so these people sit on this island completely and utterly obsessed with trying to be American and one American culture, and it's very telling too. And it just and the more I kept looking into this, it's actually kind of sad though, and it kind of shows that how the colonization of people who've never been encountered by other people, how like, because they've had issues ever since like the Allies showed up there, they've been like beefing over each other over shit too.
Mm.
Knowing how them colonizers are, they probably like, man, they probably brought racism with them or some shit, and they all hate each other now on some different bullshit. But they've been having issues, like disputes, and some people actually been on the island saying, there's been people on the island be like, I'm John Frum's son, but he an islander.
Damn.
There's been like some people trying to scam because people have tried to figure out how this society works. In their society on this island, whoever can provide the most is considered the big man. It's like the term on the island, the big man of the island. Mm. So if you can provide for the people. If it, like, basically how they see things in life is like, if you're not the provider, then if you're not the provider of society, then you are garbage in society.
Damn.
It's literally like that two way thing. There's like that two way of thinking. And so so you got some people that live on the island that'll be like, yeah, I'm actually reincarnated from John Frum, and then you can find out it's like fraud or some shit. But some people's like, I'm actually like illegitimate child of John Frum because they want to run the island. There's been a lot of beefs going on with this shit, but
so they figured out like scams.
Yeah, there's a lot of scammers now trying to I'm John Frum, did they say John Frum? Because they just want to rule over shit.
Yeah.
Because if you could prove that you're like the provider, then everybody would join your side. It's pretty simple.
It's weird.
So, but yeah, this is the cargo cult.
All right.
Wasn't really a lot about them.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That tribes like that still exist.
Man, like, oh shit, a plane flying overhead. We gotta worship it.
Yeah, like I knew there was tribes like that that exists. Like there's one called like whatever island it is, but they flew drones on there and they would use spears and just fucking shoot that spear right at the fucking the center of the drone eyes.
Just knocking them shits down.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Damn. Yeah, they don't get that tech out of here.
All right, so moving on. All right, so Logan Paul confirms that he has the most convincing UFO footage ever.
All right.
Let me start from the beginning, how this shit all happened. Yes, Sentinel Island.
Yep. No, Sentinel Island, there you go.
Shell Shock, you're so smart.
Thanks, man.
It's like Google. But yeah, so the beginning of this whole UFO thing. So I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. He had this guy on there. His name was James Fox. And he talked about his documentary. He's like a documentary guy. So he made a documentary on like this UFO case. Like I forgot what country. I'm guessing like Brazil. Like something happened there in 1995.
Right.
Where everybody, they knew something happened to where something crash landed there. And then they took like alien bodies out of that. The whole UFO. Like everybody know the story is true over there.
Right, right.
They even like their own government is out there like, yeah. James Fox, you can do the documentary here. Anything you need, let me know.
They was cool with it?
Yeah, they was cool with it because they're like, yeah, do the documentary. Like, cause they all know that shit was real. Like, and then he started collecting all this footage, the James Fox guy. And then, but let me get to like the Logan Paul guy.
Right, right, right.
So Logan Paul, like, I guess he talked to James Fox before, and James Fox told him that there's this guy that lives in Nevada that has a video footage, like VHS video. From 1995 that was given to him of one of like the most like compelling UFO videos like you'll ever see, like I guess up close footage, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy James Fox, he says he couldn't get a hold of that video because the guy, he wouldn't give it to him.
Oh.
He's saying this is my video and I'm never gonna give it to anybody, I won't sell it. He said no one's gonna see this video, it's gonna basically die with him.
Oh.
And this guy in Nevada, he lives in a shed basically fucking guarding this like a fucking gatekeeper, like this video is never gonna go out. But then Logan Paul heard about it, so you know it caught his attention.
I got money, let me try to buy it off of him.
Exactly.
So I know what is going on.
Logan Paul,
I'm rich.
So here's what Logan Paul did. He hired a private detector and investigator to find out where the fuck this guy is even at anyway. Long story short, like the detective guy, he ended up becoming like good friends with the dude in Nevada. And then he told Logan, like, yeah, we got the green light. So Logan Paul, like, he didn't come there empty-handed. He come there with $100,000.
Yeah, bad. Suitcase.
Because he wanted to buy the video footage off of him. But he says he told a guy in Nevada, like, now he's in Nevada now. Now he found a dude with $100,000 in cash, right? And then they found the dude in the middle of nowhere in Nevada, like a shed, random-ass shed. And then he told the guy, like, show me the footage and I'll give you $100,000 to buy the footage off of you. Like after I see the footage.
Yeah,
he's not just gonna give you $100,000.
I don't want no 1970s porno tape you done gave me.
Right. And then
it's a fraud.
He told Logan, it's like, no, I'm not gonna sell it to you, but you can see the video. So he showed Logan the video.
But didn't sell it to him.
After Logan he saw the video, it's like, oh shit, I want this video. He's like, I'm going to offer you $100,000 for this UFO footage. The dude declines that shit.
He's like, I want to stay in my shack.
He should have took it because you know why? Logan is sneaky. He's a sneaky motherfucker. Logan has one of those little cameras.
The little body cam.
In his shit. Button and a button shirt.
Yeah.
Recorded the whole footage already. But see, Logan, he's a nice guy. He already saw the footage and he already offered him $100,000.
Right.
Before he even tapped the recording. He got the recording just in case. So the guy, he declined it, but then he ended up getting the footage anyway. And then he was saying, like, the people were saying, like, oh, no, you can't take that footage and, like post it or sell it or whatever because it's not your footage. And then he said, well, that's technically, it's not even his footage either because he was given that tape by the people who actually recorded the alien.
So he wasn't even a recorder. He got it from someone.
Yeah, so the guy that was holding on to it.
Loophole.
In the shack. That's not even his footage. So Logan Paul, he gets on his show, Impulsive. He has his own podcast. And he was talking about how the footage he got, he can't just post it like right now. Like he says like this shit is really, it's really like compelling UFO. Like footage, And he wanted to get it like verified by like, he want like Bob Lazar to look at it first.
Yeah.
See if it's like legit. Because this video is from 1995. It was recorded in 1995. And you know how they record the old school camcorders, right?
Yeah, the big ass ones.
He said the one thing about that footage that probably would validate that that shit is real is if you scrub it, like if you edit videos, right? You can scrub through the videos like that. When you scrub it, he says when you're scrubbing it like with the mouse, you can see like the spacecraft like moving like a wave. Like, you know how, like, waves move?
Yeah,
he was like, holy shit, like, how is that even possible?
Right.
And this is back in 95, too. Like, if you were, and back in 95, there's not a lot of editing software, like, for
people.
So it's like, okay, like, back in this time, like.
Not for the general people out there.
Yeah, not for the general. Only Hollywood would have stuff like that.
Yeah, access to it, yeah.
He looked at it. He was like, he said the one thing he can say about this video is that it's compelling, but it's not fully convincing. Because he says it looked really good. He says for a video.
I'm intrigued, but.
Yeah, for a video like back in 95, he says it looks really real. Then, like, legit. But he says he wanted to get more people to look at it first before he released it. Because he feel like he doesn't feel right if he just release it.
Yeah. So I need some second opinions on this. Just.
Yeah.
Let me.
Because if he didn't care, if he looked at it, like, oh, yeah, it looks fake, he'll just release it. But this one, he's saying he got to be careful, you know?
I ain't trying to get knocked off for releasing this damn video.
Yeah, he was like, what did I get myself into?
I live a good life, man.
Yeah. I think he showed some of his friends, but, like, he didn't really show a lot of people. So now I think there's, like, a target on him to get him to release that video footage. Because it's been locked up over 20 years. And his sneaky ass caught it on the little button cam. He's like, hey, I'm Logan Paul. But yeah,
that man's bold, man. I would have never let his rich ass mouth. He famous too. I would have never let him miles. I really would not have trusted
him. Yeah, like they were saying, like, how did you even get there in the first place?
I was like, first of all, I would have did my research on Logan Paul before he showed up at my house. I'd be like, hey, aren't you that guy that did a Japanese suicide for us?
Yeah.
I don't know. You had your cameras out for that. So.
Yeah.
How can I trust you now?
Yeah, because a guy like James Fox, the one that did the documentary, even he couldn't get that video footage. But he said he's seen it with his own eyes. He was like, dude, this is like the most compelling shit ever. But he couldn't get the video because he couldn't get that guy to give up the video.
They didn't describe anything in the video, like nothing at all? Like no.
It's a spacecraft. No details? Spacecraft.
Okay.
I guess up close spacecraft, like hovering or whatever.
Okay.
He didn't say like much more. I don't know if it was hovering or it was flying. But he said there's no, like, aliens in there.
Okay.
Like, so it's more of a spacecraft doing, like, maneuvers or whatever.
Shit. Breaking all the laws of.
Yeah. So, I think he probably saw, like, one of the most legit videos that's been kept secret in Nevada.
He's like, man, look how this shit flies, man. Shit going in reverse.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to keep a lookout for that.
Yeah. Keep waiting because he's going to drop it sooner or later. I got to take a leak real quick. Well, when we come back, I'm going to jump on this Vatican story.
All right.
Be right back. And we're back. All right, let's get into this Vatican. All right, so the Vatican has received a report about a miracle that happened at the Connecticut Church. So what exactly happened at the Connecticut Church? All right, so I don't know if this is mind-blowing or not, but like something, a miracle happened at this one church where like the Vatican, like they got a whiff of it and then they had to go and investigate to see, to verify if this miracle is real. So like, here's exactly like what happened. So like in Connecticut Church, right? You know, like when they're passing out those wafers, that pass out the wafers
for the communion, or what do you call it?
Yeah, like something weird happened to where like the guy that's passing it out, he duplicated. Like it was like a duplicate version of him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the wafers duplicated him.
That's what I thought at first.
The human body,
human that he multiplied, and then there was like two of him giving out wafers.
What
the? I was like, and this happened in church, and people were like, "What's happening right now? Twins, triplets?
Is reality splitting? What is happening?"
Yeah. So like, it all started when Reverend Joseph Crowley, a man,
his last name is Crowley.
Yeah.
Oh, what? All right.
Yeah, I think he made it like a statement saying like God duplicated himself in the ciborium. I don't know what that means. And then it caught the attention of like a lot of people. And then a lot of people, when they heard the story that they he duplicated and stuff, they wanted to see, like, if it's true. Like, do you guys got video and stuff? Like, you guys got some hard evidence?
Yeah, for real.
You can't just say stuff.
You're saying like this. Silly shit.
Because this is church, right? Like, you can't just be lying about something like that. But, like, when I hear a story like that, a church saying a story like, yeah, he duplicated giving out the wafers in the church, I was like, that sounds real to me. Because I was like, how could you make that up and get away with it? Right?
And duplicating, like, there has to be
witnesses there.
And duplicating is such a weird lie.
Yeah. Like,
who would say?
That's bizarre as fuck. That's not normal.
Like, I saw two of them.
Yeah, if you make up a church story, you'll make up a story that happened outside of church.
Yeah, sure. No witnesses.
This happened in the church, and people in the church are like, holy shit, this guy just multiplied.
There's two of them. Shit.
Oh, he's just trying to give out the wafers faster.
Oh, he has a brother. Okay. Wait, he doesn't? Oh, shit.
Yeah. So then, this guy named Michael O'Neill, known as the Miracle Hunter, he doesn't seem convinced about it. It's like his skeptical. Like, he's not buying it, like, without having concrete evidence.
Yeah.
If anybody could debunk it, it would be, like, this guy. So then, I don't know if he works with the Vatican or something.
He's, I got a direct line to Jesus, and he ain't telling me about this, so.
They're like, yeah, O'Neill, go to Connecticut. Go investigate this story. Like, see if it's happening.
It's like, because I talked to Jesus this morning, and this shit ain't checking out. I don't know what's going on, so check it out.
Jesus like, wait, what?
I didn't hear nothing about this.
What's going on with this world, right? You know, like, people have, like, powers to duplicate themselves. Mm-hmm. Like X-Men and shit.
Yeah, or maybe just reality's breaking.
Either breaking or merging with another reality.
Oh, for real. Like,
the merge is happening.
Yeah, convergence.
Because I remember we were talking about, like, time travel, and then this one guy was saying, like, oh, like, when you start realizing, like, when shit is hit the fan, it's when you fucking start seeing buildings, like, come out of, like, other buildings.
Like, oh, shit.
Because, like, two different realities, like, colliding.
Just colliding into each other. Yeah.
They're seeping into each other. So you start to see a lot of weird shit, like,
we're trying to exist in the same space.
For example, like, the guy duplicating himself.
Yeah.
That could be, like, one weird thing that's happening, like, a glitch.
It's a start.
Yeah, or, like, remember I was telling you earlier about, like, some place where a bunch of people saw, like, this black vertical line in the sky.
Yeah.
Basically, like, separating the sky, but it looks like someone did, like, a Photoshop, like boop, on one line. So but it's like, in real life, though.
So did, like, the line was, like, even going over top of, like,
yeah, so, I got a picture.
Oh, you do? Yes.
It looks like this.
Oh.
I could imagine, like, real life, it looks like more clearer, but yeah. But it looks pretty crazy, right? It's just a black line going straight through the sky.
The hell?
Yeah, it's
it don't look like no smoke trail or nothing. Like, just
it's like a straight line. And then I sent it to Bob was like, yeah, it's like a portal straight to, like, the mothership.
Damn.
Yeah, she went straight
to the source on that one.
She didn't hesitate.
So I know what it is.
Oh, yeah, portal straight to mothership. Like, is a mothership involved?
I've seen this before. This shit looks wild, man. Like, I tell you, looks like somebody's unzipping the sky. Like,
zip, but then they open it.
It's God peeking in, like,
or Transformers.
Damn, they still fucking up down here. Zip it back up.
The whole army comes out.
Decepticons. Man, the fuck! I hate seeing shit like that. That's like the story I was telling you before we started recording this or doing this episode. But how last year I was at my mom's house. And we were just on the porch or whatever, and I looked up in the sky, and there was, like, this black cube.
Oh, yeah.
Very tiny black cube in the sky, and it was just darting around. And I was like, hey, Mom. I was like, you see this shit? And she was, like, looking, and she's like, well, I can't see anything. And she kept looking. And I was like, all right, Mom. I was like, look, this little black cube is about to be right in front of these white clouds. Just look at that cloud, and you'll see it pop up. It's hard to miss it. So as soon as it got in front of the white cloud, my mom was like, oh, shit, that is a UFO.
Oh, shit.
I was like, yes. I was like, what is it? She's like, I don't know.
It's unidentified.
We really don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I always look at the sky, man. You never know. It's random shit. Yeah, you see, like, the most random shit in the sky.
If you really can't explain it, I mean, what else would you call it, right? So your mom was like, oh, yeah, that is a UFO.
Yeah, straight up.
Because what is that? It's like a fucking block.
Because we can't describe it, so.
It's a block that's moving in and out of space.
Just moving around casually. And it wasn't really moving fast. It was actually moving like a, how can I explain it? It moved like when you play the old school game Pong, And in the first levels are like the Pong ball that's shaped like a square.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A white square, but it moves really slow. It's not to like advanced levels to start moving, but it seemed like it was moving like very slow, like the first level of Pong.
But like weird angles?
Yeah, just in weird angles, like it's bouncing off of something or whatever, but it was weird shit, man.
Mm, that's crazy.
I was like, damn, just. I'll never forget it. And I couldn't even take a picture of it because it was too tiny. My camera couldn't even pick it up.
Wild. Yeah. You're in the UFO club. I think we both are now.
Anybody can be in the UFO club. Just keep looking up, folks.
We got to get like a patch. But only people that actually seen something weird.
Actually seen some shit. Yeah, yeah.
You can get the patch.
And then I'd be like a UFO. Because when the term UFO is used, a lot of people think automatically, aliens. We really don't know. It could be humans from the future. It's still a UFO.
That's still wild.
Yeah, we still don't know. that actually might be crazier. Yeah,
it could be like a squid flying a plane.
Could be
tentacles. Advanced squid.
Tentacles controlling all the
I think they're already advanced.
For squids?
The scientists, they already said themselves, like, I don't think octopus is supposed to live here.
They all seem alien.
Their whole genetic makeup, how they're designed, they're like, it doesn't fit with anything in nature. They're like, did somebody bring these here?
somebody drop these off?
Yeah, a scientist like, somebody bring this here. Like, it doesn't add up to like the whole ecosystem in the ocean.
Could be, man. What if it's like, what if like aliens use Earth as like a dump site for animals? It's like, yeah, just drop them in the ocean.
I think so.
Like, because it was too much of an issue on their planet. Like, man, they're eating up all our shit, wildlife or
maybe an issue, or maybe like they missed something from their planet and they wanted to have them here. It's like having horses in America.
Yeah,
like, damn, I missed my horse back in Italy. Ship them,
bring them over, man.
And then let's say like Chinese people, right? I'm just saying.
So Chinese people,
they're like, hey, you guys kind of miss like calamari and like squid and stuff. They're like, yeah, I kind of do. You think we go like
go back to
do DoorDash?
Let's take a trip. The DoorDash shit.
Get them to like ship over some of those like animals we used to eat back then. They're like, yeah, come bring them.
Send a UFO out there.
It's like, could they live in the ocean? Like, yeah, yeah, just bring them. We'll test it out. Oh, they can. Bring more. Yeah.
Some more. Bob says octopus.
Yeah, guys, ever seen the octopus documentary? It's called My Octopus Teacher or some shit like that.
My Octopus Teacher, no.
Yeah, this guy, he created like this whole doc on octopus, and then he made like really good friends with this octopus, and he has a whole storyline with this octopus.
And they became homies?
And the octopus became his teacher.
Mmm.
Like, watch it. You probably cry at the end.
Oh, he probably dies.
Because I had a little tear. I was like, damn, over like an octopus story. I was like, these octopuses are not normal.
No,
like,
man.
What we think they are. They're highly intelligent.
Very smart. Very, very smart. And got so many damn abilities.
Yeah.
of so many skill sets. It's insane.
You guys want to hear a story about like people that dive really deep down in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a story about like these group of divers that their job is to build like oil structures underneath like the ocean, I guess to collect oil. And they're like deep divers too, by the way. So this usually, once you go like really deep into the ocean, you guys cannot even see each other anymore because it's so dark. And then this guy said this one story about where he came across like this huge, I think a squid. He saw this huge squid, right? Looked at him dead in the eyes and paralyzed his ass, like in a trance, put him in a trance.
Just by looking, making
contact. Yeah, just by looking at the squid, and the squid put him in a trance, dude. He said that was the most scariest thing like he ever experienced. And then like the squid like was fucking with him mentally and stuff. And then I don't know like what the squid did, but then like after the squid was done with him, the squid left. And then he was out of his trance. And then he said like right when he got back to the surface, huge like headache. He's like, dude.
What if the squid was trying to talk to him telepathically?
I think so.
And
they really are that advanced, dude.
His brain is not designed for it.
Yeah, the squid probably stopped him in his tracks, like using telepathy.
There was an article I came across earlier today. I'll probably use it for next week, but it talks about how are humans capable of telepathy? It was actually kind of good.
I think we are.
I'll probably talk about it next week because it was a long article.
Yeah, but the reason why a lot of us aren't is because we pollute our own body with all these junk.
Oh, a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. I mean,
I was assuming you have to have a clear mind and cut out like a lot of distractions in life, just even start a communication.
Yeah, that's why like the yogis are like really big on their meditations and stuff, because I think they really did figure it out. And a lot of it has to do with pretty much leaving like the normal lifestyle of a typical human that lives in a city.
No, where it's noisy as shit.
Yeah, they went back to like the natural life of humans. Bob says maybe it saved him from being squished from the pressure. Yeah, that's another big
thing. Don't go down there, bro. Shit gets tough.
Another thing, like, with, like, we know more about the moon's surface than we do with our own ocean.
Shit, probably space in general, man. We don't know shit about the ocean.
Because the ocean is such a fucking...
off limits.
A hardcore terrain to even map or even investigate because the pressure is so strong. Like,
because we got shit that can deal with, like, maybe radiation and whatnot, but space isn't like you fly up there and shit gets crushed by pressure. It's like it's kind of like you just go wherever you want if you got the fuel and whatever. It's I mean, it's not as easy, obviously, but it's manageable. Where there's only certain, like, we don't have anything that we can build to withstand the pressure of that shit, and it only gets stronger the closer you get to the center of the Earth. So, but it's like, damn, what else exists down there? And if they can withstand the pressure of the ocean, how strong are they compared to us?
Right.
Like Aquaman and shit.
There's like this another story about the ocean. I'm gonna just tell it. There's this guy, he does like astral travels, and he said he astral travel like the deepest depths of like the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Just to see what's down there, because somebody told him that, like, dude, even astral travel is scary as fuck going down there. Even though you can't get hurt or whatever, he's saying like astral traveling like to the moon is like cool and shit. But there is a base on the moon and everything. He talked about that. It's like, yeah, there's actually aliens still over there. They're guarding it. They even know when you ask to travel there. They get the detection.
Yeah, I was like, they sensed them coming in.
He's like, oh, astral traveler block.
He's like over here, but aliens like,
so then
looking right at him.
Yeah, so then this guy, like, he heard the story. Like, yeah, astral travel to like the deepest part of the oceans, you'll see why. Then this dude is like, okay, I'm not scared, I'm gonna go. So he asked to travel all the way to the deepest part of the ocean. He said he saw a creature down there, right?
Oh my god,
that's so big it makes a blue whale look like a shrimp.
I believe it. I completely believe it.
Yeah, like if you could compare like this creature to a blue whale, the blue whale is like a little tiny shrimp, and to us the blue whale is like the biggest mammal
fucking
in the world.
Massive.
In the world that we know of.
Do we know? Yes.
Yeah,
our world.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, deep down, I think, like, they're scared to wake up a creature like this. Because imagine a creature, like, that big, waking up and then coming up to the surface.
Man.
Like, he would easily destroy continents just by sneezing.
Just by waking up, shit.
It's like, ha-choo, boom, Africa is, like, in a million pieces. Like, holy
the biggest the biggest continent on the planet gets wiped out by a sneeze. Yeah,
just by one little tiny sneeze, Africa's gone.
Man, I always think of the ocean like there used to be people, especially religious people, that were like, man, I don't believe in no damn aliens, man. Fuck that shit. I believe in God, Jesus.
He's an alien too.
He's MySpace Jesus. But more and more people, even religious people now, are starting to come to the same consensus as everyone else of, hey, what are the odds of us just being alone out there? There is life out there. If you just do it based off the number of, like, if this universe is as big as it says it is, there has to be something out there besides just us. It's like, mathematically, it would be impossible if you base off how big space is. And that's what I feel about with the ocean. I feel the same way with the ocean. Like, bro, there's probably some shit down there. We don't know because we can't get to it.
Right.
We can't even get close to it.
Imagine if we do get there. It's probably like another planet, basically.
A planet within the planet.
Yeah, like, oh, dual planet.
And they, whatever's down there has got to be way stronger than us humans. Even, like, bullets wouldn't stop them. Because I'm assuming your skin got to be tough as shit to deal with the pressure and everything. You'd be, like, water Superman.
God clothes.
Yeah, man. Come up on Earth and just wreck
us. You want to come down here? Like, you need protection first. Like, real protection.
And there's got to be something massive down there, too, considering, what is, like, 75% of Earth is water, which is insane in and of itself. But
yeah, and it's wild how, like, even like with our technology, and we're building like these better devices to go deeper and deeper into the ocean.
Yeah,
you would imagine like anything like that deep, nothing can survive.
Yeah,
right? That would be like the theory, because the pressure's too strong. Like, you know, nothing can survive. But then they would build like these strong ass like submarines, go all the way down. Mm. And little do they know, like, they'll see something alive just floating through. Like, holy shit!
I think a big ass fish just from there's deep
like
down
creatures still out here swimming. They're like, what do we even know about this ocean?
Yeah, there was a friend of mine sent me this picture the other day. It was of a, you know, them fish. They look horrible, but they're actually down there deep from the depths where we can't even get to. Mm. But they have like this little bulb that hangs out in front of their face.
Oh yeah, like a flashlight.
Yeah, with the big ass teeth and shit. Yeah. One just washed up on the shore the other day, and it was like all black and his eyes all big.
Oh shit! It washed up on the shore.
And it's like just dead. And they're like, what the hell? This thing's supposed to be like 10,000 million miles deep or some shit.
So there must be something going on down there.
A war?
Either a war or maybe like an earthquake down there that hasn't even came up yet.
Probably.
Something big. Because usually, like, when they say, like, when deep sea creatures start showing up on the shore, like, something major is about to happen.
Like, something to scare them, or like they ran for their life and it's like, oh shit, something like, because I think because a lot of them.
There's no reason for them to come up even that far, for them to even hit the shore.
I think a lot of them, too, are actually blind. That's why they don't even come up. Because in that darkness, I think all the eyes are just like.
Yeah, I don't even need eyes. They feel with just feelings.
Echolocation.
There's a trash can on the right. Where did it come from? I don't know.
Watch out. Oh.
Probably the Philippines. Because, you know, the Philippines, they're known.
Man, just dump a shit ocean, just man.
Throw nothing but trash in the ocean. Sure. They're like the number one most polluters country that polluted Philippines, the ocean.
I think Japan. Canada, her, is bad too.
Yeah, India, of course.
Because it's time too with like these countries. They're like, man, what's this big ass like? This net full of trash, like, this miles long hitting our shore. Mm. Japan? Oh, shit. and this is in Canada. And then Japan complains about Canada's trash on their side. I'm like, man, what the fuck y'all doing?
It's like sending homeless to, like, each other's country.
Yeah, man. Just, hey, go over there.
Give the homeless, like, a Greyhound trip. That's what they do.
Yeah, no, they do it in America.
That's a real thing.
Do it, man. If your city's about to do a big event, they'll shove all the homeless people on the bus, man. They did it in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right, about to take a quick break. Well, not a quick break. I got to feed Proton.
Okay.
All right, be right back. All right, let's get back. You got another story?
Yes, I actually do have a story.
We might have to skip the wet to go mind virus.
You want to do it next week?
Yeah, I'll save it for next week.
Okay. Okay, so right now, London to Sydney in 2 hours. How flying in space could slash flight times within 10 years. So right now, they're trying to start with this project that's basically going to take people flying from basically London to Sydney, Australia, which altogether, that's like a 10-hour flight. They're trying to cut everything down by 2.5 hours by using spaceships to travel now. They're trying to get this program started within the next 10 years. And so basically how it's going to work I'll let these first people try it out and see how it is. I'll probably wait.
Can we volunteer to be first people?
If they say they got 10 years before they get this program started, I'm gonna wait for about 20 to 30 before I get on it.
Like the first PlayStation.
You don't got to work. Let the kinks all work out. You just
get all the bugs out.
You never buy the PlayStation the first year. You wait after 2 years.
But it's cool to be that first guy, though.
It is. Yeah. If you don't get fucking killed.
Yeah. But it's still a cool story when you die.
Yeah.
You got stories to tell.
I tried to go to space and I got blown up.
Like, man, I took like Earth 101 like back in like 2020. Died. How did you die? In a spaceship. Come on.
Who can say that?
Like, what? That's like new, right?
Everyone gets shot, but how many people can say they got blown up in a spaceship?
Not a lot.
Yeah. And so it says commercial flight times, because it doesn't be commercial flight, right? This could cut more than 20-fold with a decade, following ambitious plans to transport passengers to other countries via space. So basically, these aviation experts and researchers, whatever, they're trying to design like a commercial plane. Basically, instead of just flying across Earth like normal, shoot the motherfucker straight up.
Damn.
Shoot them straight up in the sky. Yeah. And because Earth is rotating, drop them back down and then boom, Australia.
Oh, how fast again?
Well, I'm not sure what the speed is going to. They said, the flight usually takes more than 22 hours, but they're going to cut it down to 2 hours.
Woo!
That's,
shit.
So what they have to do for these people that's going to have to get on these planes or.
Damn, that's
space,
so nice.
Space planes, they're going to have to. Well, they've already trying to start implement some rules where, for one, these people need to be ready to deal with zero G gravity.
Oh, zero G.
Actually, G force going up and going down.
I'm cool with
that. And zero G gravity once they hit like the little, I guess it would be like the peak. I guess once once they get to the very top of it, and they before they come back down, the crest.
I think now, it's called. Brace yourself.
I think it's called the crest. I can't remember the name of the term of how does when waves go, but once they go to the top, that's when I did. The whole time you're gonna have to be seatbelted in. I'm assuming, and they're talking about for sure that especially when people hit like zero G gravity, everybody needs to be seatbelted in because they don't want nobody's ass floating around the cabin, bumping into shit.
That's when you really got to put your seatbelts on.
Really, now that's zero G shit. You if you don't want to, that's
it's not like no regular Delta plane and shit.
Yeah, right.
When you see the seatbelt sign, like nobody's like yeah, whatever. Man,
come on, I'll be all right. No, this is they're telling you like
flight attendants still walking around.
Do you think they're better than me?
But this one would be like, hey, if you don't put your seatbelt on, your ass is grass. You'd
be fucking flat. It says okay, so it says passengers would face G force during takeoff and landing while zero gravity mid flight would mean they would keep their seatbelts buckled. Travelers could also be advised to keep their seat tilted back during launch and clench their butt cheeks as well. Like, I think that's what they do with astronauts, like, clench ass cheeks together while you're...
Yeah, yeah. So you don't shit on yourself?
Yes, man. I can imagine all that pressure, like... dude, shit just, like, just busting out. Like, I can imagine. It feels like... Cause, you know, like, you ever have, like, the BGs or the bubble guts or it's just shit brewing in you?
I just had that.
And you press down your stomach, and it's like... And you're kind of like, oh, I'm actually pushing it out.
Yeah.
When I press on my tummy.
Or, like, when you hold it, you can feel your stomach, like...
You can feel it moving through it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I felt it one time. It was horrifying.
I was like, am I farting in myself?
Like, did I just fart? I had a fart one time where I held it in and it kind of went away. I was like, did I just absorb it?
Yeah.
Into my body again. That can't be healthy.
Where does that gas go?
I think I knew somebody who used to hold their farts in all time.
My sister.
It was a female. Oh, no, I didn't know that. It was a female because I've met females who are like, I don't like farting around other people. Me, I'm going to be like, I'm going to do it, but I have ways of doing it. I'm not going to let it sit in me, but if you don't let out a fart, it makes your breath stink.
Oh,
and I remember I told...
Or if you hold your shit.
Yes, it makes your breath stink,
it builds up.
Yes.
And then it goes through your intestine.
Yes.
So if you talk to somebody and their mouth smells like shit...
Because they're full of shit.
Because they're full of shit. They're
full of complete shit.
You better stuff fibers down their stomach or they need to let it go.
My grandmother... long time ago, I think it might have been before I was born, she had to go to the hospital because she was
backed up.
She didn't want to fart.
Fuck.
And they told her, like, you're going to die if you don't fart. So, and then they told her, like, hey, we're not going to release you from the hospital. She's like,
that's rude.
She was trying to control me, my rude. Body.
Rude.
And they basically wouldn't release my grandmother until they told her she was going to fart. Mm. They were like, no, we're not going to release you from the hospital because I think a lot of hospitals will be, hey, because of your safety, we need to keep you here if you're not going to fart. And so they kept her hostage until she, like, let out some gas. Like,
your ass better pass gas.
Some guys are serious about the fart stuff, man. They, like, they will die for this shit, but then make their breath stink. So just let it out.
Let it go.
Just let them cheeks flap. And
Bob says, we can't just fart anywhere. That's a lie.
I do.
Bob, she farts, like, in people's faces at work.
Like just,
she told me this one story, right? We used to work at this one warehouse together and shit.
Yeah.
And then she said, like one of the guys, like, had to bend down, like, behind her to go grab something. And then she just farts in his face, dude.
Some kind of kink, Bob? Is this what you into?
I was like, oh, you can't just fart anywhere. But then you fart in front of some guy's face. You don't even know him. He's a stranger.
Damn.
I bet that guy was like,
why?
What the fuck is this?
What'd I do to you?
Asian people fart on people's faces like that?
Just let it rip in my eyeball.
Yeah, pink eye. Like,
I can't see.
Third break, his eyes all pink and shit.
I'm legally blind. Like, can't even see. Barely. I can't see shit now.
Barely.
Man, okay.
See, now she's denying it. But she's the one that told me the story. That's the crazy part.
What'd she say? No, I did not.
This was her story. I'm telling you, I think Bob has a new soul that went into her body.
Well, Bob, I'll see you.
She's forgetting all these old stories that she told me personally.
Well, Bob, I'm going to see you Saturday. I'm going to remember this. I'm going to ask you. I want to know the whole story.
Yeah, make sure you guys come Saturday.
Bob says, who bends down behind someone, though, when they're bending over?
What's that's the story? True, though. What's okay. The story, Bob? You said, we're working, right? You said some guy was, like, doing something, and then you farted, and then he was there.
Like, his
we were working at this. Wait,
his face was in her butt.
Yeah, we were working at this plastic warehouse job.
Right.
Yeah, and she was doing the bottle stuff and shit. And then dude, he went to go grab something. And then this is her story. Oh my God, she's so crazy.
I don't recall.
Because this is what's crazy is because it's her story.
I don't know.
Like, I didn't see it. I just heard the story from her.
You told me. Like,
yeah, I was like, come on. Like, what am I making up your own story?
Bob says, I probably farted. I probably already farted.
Yeah, so you after the farted. Fact. Yeah. She. Damn. I'm not making it up. Like, I'm just recalling.
But what's his face doing down there, though? Because he was bending at the same time
it's
she
like,
was
it's
bending.
It's probably out. Something that's underneath the table that he had to grab because he's like a QA guy or some shit.
Did he say anything?
Probably after the
oh,
ship.
Oh, God. Like, did he
probably when the ship was over.
It's sticking to my clothes. Oh, so you crop dusted. Bob says he went in the fumes behind me. Fumes. That sounds horrible.
Wait, what the Shell
what are you, says? A vehicle? All right, so Shell Stock says, let's go back to this. Shell Stock says, I'm going to let him go at work and tell people it's the drain that smells. Yes. I used to do that at my job where if it smelled funky in the building, and it was probably me because I was gassing up all day. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I was like, they need to drain out some of the drainage. We used to have a drainage issue at my job, and it would attract a lot of gnats. And I was just
damn, blaming. Yeah, that
just,
sounds right.
I was just blaming on that. Shell Shock says Bob's hauling trailers. Fumes sounds so horrible. That's like a vehicle.
I don't know. Like girls talk like that.
I don't know.
This is a Bob.
Now that I'm in a serious relationship, I realize women fart a shit ton.
Really?
More than me. I be kind of like, damn. I'm like, damn. I thought I fought a lot. You like,
damn. You backed up?
Randomly, too. I was like, damn, I know we love each other, but I get it.
You hear, like, you like one of the old school, like, car alarms, like, bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Beep, boop. Just letting it rip, man. Once you get comfortable on a female, they let it, woof. Oh, I've been holding this all day.
I think that's, like, one thing, like, with, like, relationships, right? I think, like, I was hearing, like, some people talk, like, people who's been, like, together for, like, 10 years. They're, like, the key to keep the relationship together is don't fart in front of each other.
Because that's fucking insane. I know America.
It is insane, but here's the theory behind it. Because, like, when you start getting comfortable like that, and then you fart in front of each other, It's almost like you're farting in front of, like, your siblings. And then you start thinking of them like siblings. Yeah. And then that's when you start breaking the magic.
It is, man. That's how you break down the barriers. What farting is one of them things where, like, would you break down the barrier of that?
Yeah, the magic is gone. Like, you're a human now.
Yeah, we look. Then you start seeing more foul shit happen, like, nose being picked around each other. Like,
hold on.
People picking their toes around them. She just farted. You notice, like, certain things after the fart. It's like, oh, I can just do whatever I want. If, like,
when you think about, like, farting, like, it's almost like you're farting, yeah, like, in front of your friend or sibling. Like, hey, she's like the homie now.
Yeah, we comfortable.
I don't like that no more. It's like that. Or like vice versa. Same thing.
The magic's gone.
Like, oh, he farting just like my brother. I don't like that.
Are you just like everyone else?
Mystery's gone.
You just have this magic about you.
Shell Shock says, my son is a butt height. He's not safe.
Yeah, he says, my son is at butt height. Right, he's not safe. Oh, yeah, I can imagine you saying hanging around your waist like daddy. You need to.
That's a dangerous height.
Son, I'm going to blow your brains out. Move over to the right. Move your head this way.
I remember my dad. Oh, never mind.
What? He farted on you?
No. I think he spit on me.
God. That's horrible. Move. Like that? Was it like accident?
Nah. It's like I don't want to say the story. It's too crazy.
It's like a hate crime. Jesus. It says Jeremy doesn't fart in front of Bob. Says
Jeremy's smart. He know already.
Oh, I let my shit rip no matter where I'm at. I don't care because, like, I have this thing. And this is most humans. Even if I holding it in is too much for me. I'm like, crapping up. I got it.
I think Jeremy, he know. He too smart. He know.
I let it go, man.
That shit do make sense. Once you start farting, like, the magic's gone. Like, hey, you're a sibling. You're a friend now.
Like, you the homie.
Get out of my face.
Just stinking ass.
Get out of my face with that shit.
You smell like fucking shit.
Fucking normal. You normal human.
Ew, you human? Get away from me. That's basically what it is, man.
See, meanwhile, Bob's like farting like crazy.
Hey, mister, bend over.
Yeah, she's like, fuck it. Everybody's a sibling.
We a family. We all fam.
Pop, pop, pop. Like, you know how, like, you hold that shit, like, throughout the whole school day, right?
What?
Wait, what did Bob say?
Bob says, remember we smelled this seat cushion as we smelled it?
No, you smelled it, Bob.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
Don't put me on that. No, I actually did smell it.
What? Smell who? What?
Like my mom, right?
This is my fart.
That's her broccoli toy. But my mom, right? She used to work from home like a long time ago, where she would, cause she sews clothes. So they would send like piles of clothes like to the house, and then she sews it at the house because she has like the sewing machine in the house. So like she's just sitting there all day just sewing clothes. Like I'm so annoyed because it's so loud. But then I was like, she sit there all day. Like, does she fart on that seat?
Smell
so
test.
I was curious, right? So then, like, my mom, like, she got up, went to go use the restroom. I'm like, I'm going to go verify this right now. And then I would run to her seat, and I would smell it. I'm like, dude, it's so foul.
Because it accumulated it all the...
Straight gas, dude. Like, straight gas fumes all in the cushion. It's like it'd been there for a while. And I was like, holy shit. She's been farting on the seat the whole time.
For years.
For years.
Just collecting all of it.
And I smelled it. I was like, whoa. That cleared my sinus. Everything was cleared. I was
and
like.
And so Bob did too?
I probably caught COVID-19, but way back then. You
know? That's where it started.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah.
Patient
yeah.
zero, man. It started right there.
That shit was potent, man. Bob, that's the source. Like, that shit was there.
So you and Bob both smelled it? Or?
I don't know if Bob did it. I don't know if she dared me to do it, but I remember running to the seat and smelling it. Like, I could see myself.
Before she got back?
Yeah. I could remember myself running to the seat, and then I sniffed. I was like, damn, it's true. It's real. She's doing it. She's farting. Yeah.
Moms do fart. Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Yeah, they do fart. Shell Shock says, seek therapy. Stop. Get help.
Get help.
Daddy, chill.
Daddy, chill.
Daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that? Yo.
But what was your story again?
About the next 10 years, people are going to be trying to fly in space. Like, and I can see it too. Like,
I like that. I like that idea.
Makes more sense because flying just straight over shit takes longer. And then if you just shoot up into the sky, let the earth spin, then you'll land where you need to. Now, if you land the wrong location, woof.
I would imagine them like already... figuring out everything perfectly before they even run
the math of it. Yeah, it's gotta be perfect. I mean, they got flying down figured out because the earth's spinning and shit with the flying and time zones, so yeah, they can figure it out.
Yeah,
I don't want to be on the first flight, but
that'd be like the 500 flight.
Yeah, 1,000 years from now, that'd be my first flight.
When I die,
like that. By the time I get into this, there'll be a new different way of traveling. That's gonna be me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's I came across the story at the last minute right before I came over here. Actually, shit, this is what it looks like. I didn't realize. Oh, this is what it's gonna look like.
That shit look like the fucking SR-71.
Yo, Blackbird. Oh, sleek as shit. Yeah, it does.
The X-Men plane.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they're trying to use. But
it does look. It still look normal.
For the most part, yeah, it really does. I don't know if it's like the early design. This still got 10 years, so I don't know.
Interesting, because it does still look like a normal plane.
It does. I mean, a couple of different things has changed on it, but for the most part, not. It looks like it's from Earth for sure. It's got shit. You got windows. Would I want to look out the window flying up into space on that? No. But we'll see though.
You want to get to Australia?
And you know the thing is too, my least favorite thing about traveling is the time it takes. And just from like when I've flown overseas.
Because it's uncomfortable unless you got really good seats.
Man, like 10, 12 hour flights, like, oh, fuck, dude. It is.
Yeah. That's why, like.
Get me there immediately. And I hate flying. Just get me there.
Yeah, I fucking hate it because it's so uncomfortable. That's why, like, if you're flying, like, really far, maybe it's best to try to get some really good seats.
For real.
Don't try to take that Spirit route because. I think like there's like a limit to like traveling like with Spirit Airline.
You mean
like I think like the max would be like 2 hours before everything gets uncomfortable. Like you're traveling like from like Georgia right to Cali. Mm. I think it's best not to take a Spirit flight.
It's what 4 hours?
Yeah, almost 5 hours.
Yeah, almost 5.
So I think it's best to take like a more comfortable flight.
Delta
Spirit will be good for like. Two-hour max.
I'm flying to Florida.
Like, yeah, Florida, New York, or stuff like
Puerto
that.
Puerto Rico.
It makes sense, like, because you're there for... Because once it passed 2 hours, You better hope your spirits are with you, because it's gonna get dangerous.
Fucking engine falls off.
You start shaking and shit.
I was like, you know, like when a car hits a certain speed, it starts, the whole fucking frame just rattles.
Start shaking because it's like it's low on gas.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're gonna just drift the rest of the way. We got about 200 miles left.
Yeah, we're gonna like just
coast on the wind,
navigate with wind and shit. Okay, like how birds fly.
Fucking engines out.
Free fuel. Free gas. Go green. I didn't try to make the positive side.
Yeah, guys, you know, we're trying to be healthier, you know, on the planet.
Save the world. We can shut up all the engines, right?
And just turn off all the lights and just drift.
Glide the whole way.
In silence.
So, like, don't worry, I've been playing the Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I clocked in like...
The newest one, by the way.
I clocked in like 400,000 hours and shit, yeah. So we good.
10,000 hours seat time.
Fucking, actually, me, yeah, with planes, yeah, I'm good on that. This is whatever. We'll see what happens in the near future, though.
All right. That's it for tonight.
That's it.
I have to grab this clip off of Twitch.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight for this fun episode.
This is fun.
I think you guys caught Proton. She walked in the back a little bit.
Yeah, you saw her too.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Peace out. Adios. Catch us next week.
Yes, sir.